I've talked to countless people who have podcasts with millions of downloads. And one common thread that I have found between almost all of them that I don't hear talked about that often is the titles of their episodes. This episode is going to be all about titling your podcast episodes the best way possible. Welcome back to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to automate and grow your podcast. My name's Justin J. Moore. I'm a singer-songwriter with 50 million streams. I write for the dance music industry and for Korean pop music. I write it in English and then they translate it to Korean. I don't write in Korean. I also am a social media content creator for the music world, and I have about 400,000 followers across social media for that. And on top of that, I'm the CEO of Podigy Podcasts, a company that specializes in helping coaches and experts launch growing podcasts that don't take them that long to manage. Okay, so this episode's all about titles, like I said before. Now, episode titles are something that I work really closely with clients when we onboard them and when we start launching their show, because it's something that's so easy to overlook, right? Like, headlines are important everywhere. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the online world. But for podcast titles, it's even more important, because imagine that you are spending so much time on an episode. Well, not that much time, but imagine that you are at least spending like an hour of your time on an episode. And then just because you don't title it the way that you could have, you lose a huge amount of listenership, because a bad title can make a massive effect on podcasting. There's a misconception that people who listen to podcasts just hit play on every episode of a show that they like one after the other. And there are a small amount of people who actually do that. But how I listen to podcasts, and I would consider myself the norm here, is I will go to a show every month or two, and I'll scan through the recent episodes that I missed, and I'll cherry pick out the ones that I like the titles of, because the title tells me, is this going to be worth my time? Otherwise, I have other shows or audiobooks I could listen to. So the title is literally the thing that is going to get me to click on the episode. So I want you to think about that when you're writing your titles. If this was the title that was on your podcast feed, would you click it? Or, you know, your listener, would your listener click it? So I'm going to give you 7 actionable strategies. I guess I like 7 because I've done 7 a few times now, but it just happened to be 7. I'm going to give you 7 actionable tips, takeaways that you can immediately implement into your titling creation process, whatever you want to call it, so that you can make sure that you're getting as many clicks as possible. So imagine that your podcast is like a store, a physical store with a physical location, and people are walking by on the sidewalk and looking in the window. Well, your episode titles are what are sitting in that window. And if people don't like the titles, they're not going to walk into the store. So that's how I want you to think about this. All right, 7 things. Let's get into it. So the first thing that I want to talk about is something that I read on a Medium article of all things, which is called the 4 U's, which is something just to take into account whenever you're writing headlines for anything. Now, I saw it on Medium, but I think it was originally done by a guy named Michael Masterson. So credit given to him. The 4 U's. And I think 3 of them apply really, really well to podcasting. So, 1, it needs to be unique. Of course, it needs to be unique. If you're creating a title that is the same as all the other titles out there, then somebody's just like, they'll just go listen to all the other ones, or they don't have any reason to listen to yours. Like, it needs to be unique, just like your podcast needs to be unique, right? Ultra specific. So again, if your title is vague and applies to like everybody or everything, then it's not going to inspire anybody to take action to actually click it. So ultra specific and unique, very similar things. But this is all just to say, like, think about your title while you're writing it. Think about what is the thing, how can you make the title unique? How can you hone in on one little piece of what you talked about to create the title out of that? After that is urgent. Now, urgent, this is not something that I use often when I'm writing podcast titles. It just doesn't happen for me. I'm not exactly sure why, but I don't, maybe I guess sometimes I'll say, like, you know, in 2024 or something. And I guess that would be some kind of urgency. Or maybe sometimes at the end of a title, I'll add in like why you need to do this today or why you need to do this yesterday, something like that. But I don't do it a lot. It feels a little bit kind of pushy maybe. So anyways, something to think about though. Unique, ultra specific, urgent, and then useful. Useful, obviously. Like, if somebody reads the title, this is like what I said before, like, do they actually read it and think, okay, like, that's going to help me in some way. That's going to help me accomplish this or learn this. So those are 4 things you can think about when writing titles, especially those 3, everything other than urgent. So that's the first tip, follow the 4 U's. The second tip would be just write with your listener in mind. So when you're writing your title, ask yourself, like, Would I click on this? If I had 100 options to choose from, would I actually click on this title here? If no, your title is probably not good enough and nobody else is going to click on it. So that would be number two. Number three would be some starting points that you can use to create your titles. So I've looked at a lot of shows and I've studied a decent amount of copywriting anyways. I would not call myself an expert by any means, but I definitely have some intermediate knowledge. And I've scanned a bunch of titles and it looks like the majority of what people are doing is starting with something like how to or why you. So like how to grow your podcast, why you need to use this strategy on Instagram. See, that would also be specific and unique because this strategy, but then also on Instagram, or like stop doing this, try this instead. So those are some ways you can start your titles. And you can even have in a document somewhere, you could have your starts listed there so that while you're writing your titles, you can kind of be prompted to the starts and that can kind of get the ball rolling. So how to, why you need this, why you must do this. Stop this, try that instead, or try this instead. Anyways, you get the point. Okay, number four, add in descriptive words in brackets wherever it makes sense. So I'm sure that you've seen this on YouTube or wherever when you're consuming content, you'll see that there'll be a title and then in brackets, it'll be something that like adds in a little extra like pang at the end. So like how to grow a podcast, bracket, it's actually really easy. Or how to use Instagram to get more listeners in 2024. Or like you have never thought of this, something like that. You know what I mean? But I'm just trying to not trying to give you like exact specifics, but I'm trying to prompt you with the idea of using brackets and getting creative with it. So number five would be to use lists when they make sense. I'm using lists a lot. My brain loves this type of content. I love consuming this type of content. I love creating it. I love looking back after an episode and being able to identify a finite number of things that I covered and that I solved. That's just me. I use lists a lot. I would actually recommend probably for the average person using lists less than I do. It also just happens to lend itself really well to the podcasting medium because there are a lot of steps and systems and things that I think are really important for people to understand. So for lists, you know, seven ways to, or three reasons why you shouldn't, three reasons why your podcast is not growing, three, you know, stuff like that. Number six would be the insertion of the guest's name and where you put it, depending on the type of guest. So let me expand a little bit on this. So if you do interviews, then you have options as to where you're going to insert the guest's name. Some people put it at the start, some at the end. Some people don't include it at all, which I would not recommend. I think it's a little bit disrespectful. But here's what I do, or what most people do. So if the guest is a big name person within your industry, if the guest's name holds weight among your ideal listener, and just the guest's name alone immediately says to the listener like, oh, I know that person, I like that guy, then the guest's name is the hook. It belongs at the very start with like a little colon after it. So like, you know, Justin Bieber, colon, then the title of the episode. But if the guest is not well known to your audience, maybe the guest is still well known. Maybe the guest is still ultra famous in their own respect, but they're not famous to your audience. You know, like if you brought on a famous pickleball player, if you were doing a pickleball podcast, it would make sense to put that at the start. But if you were doing a podcast about, I don't know, nutrition, then who the heck is this pickleball guy? Why do I care? You're just wasting space at this title. So what that would look like then is you could put it at the end. And what a lot of people do, what I recommend doing is just adding a little like with at the end. So how to grow your podcast with John Doe, or why you need to be using LinkedIn to grow your podcast in 2024 with John Doe. Okay. So that's my recommendation for guest names. Now, number seven, last thing, small thing, but really is just an easy, like low hanging fruit, can help you add in some creativity. Just capitalizing words that are kind of like important or like a hot button word. So stuff like now or today or how to stop snacking at night or why you must stop snacking at night or why you need to know this nutrition hack, something like that. So you're allowed to do that. And it switches it up. It even just shows to the listener that you're putting in the effort to creating a title that is attractive. Because, you know, most of this is to create a title that really draws the person in. But the other side of it is like, people will scan your titles and immediately know if this person is actually like putting in any effort into their titles, or are they just using AI, they're just using ChatGPT, or are they actually sitting down and carefully crafting your episode titles? The last thing I'll say is that it doesn't even matter if you have a whole team helping you with your podcast. As the host, I firmly believe that you should always have a role in creating your title. And so much so that even the clients that we work with on our Done For You service, where they pretty much don't have to do anything, we still require them to create the titles. Because you as the host will know what the title should be. So do not leave your titling to your VA. Do not let your VA do that portion of the copywriting. They can do everything else, but the title needs to be, like, it's the title is just as important as the recording. So would you let your VA do the recording part? Probably not. That's supposed to be you. The titling, I believe, is also supposed to be you. That's my hot takes on titling episodes. As always, you know, I do this podcast for free. I'm really trying to help people and give away as much of the knowledge as I have as possible. Obviously, trying to also grow the podcast, which will grow our business. But at the end of the day, will help us grow a bigger community so that I can teach more people and work with more people, which is what I really love doing. And if you believe in all that, and if you want more people to find this show so that they can also get the help that they need for their podcast, then leaving a review really, really helps. Just a 5-star review, or if you don't like the show, you can leave a 1-star. No, maybe don't leave a 1-star. You can write something if you want, if you're on Apple, but leaving a review is going to help more people find the show. And I would really appreciate that. It'd be awesome. So as always, this podcast was produced by me. I planned it all out and recorded it. And then it's going to be post-produced by my team, Podigy Podcasts. And if you enjoyed, leave that review. And I hope to see you on the next episode. See ya.